Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. I'm happy to have my talented, inspiring, and super fun musician and friend, Robert Berry, as my guest today. Robert is a record producer and owner of Soundtech Studios in Campbell, California. In addition to his own music and performing with others, Robert is the creator of the band December People that plays fun, classic rock Christmas songs. Join us for a conversation about the new December People album, A Classic Rock Christmas, Christmas songs, classic rock music, gratitude, giving back to the community, and living the music you hear calling you. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Margot. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I was pulling up the December People website as you were introducing me, and I hope that music didn't come blasting through. I'm sorry about that.
I thought I did hear something. Yeah, I highly recommend that people go to the December People website, and it's also classicrockchristmas.com, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And yeah, and check out your promo on there. It's so cool. In fact, I wish that I could show it on my radio show today, but obviously this is a radio show, so you can only hear things. And
well,
I'm excited.
You can try. I
mean, this
is a positive show, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You know, if you believe, you can do it, right?
That's right.
Whatever you believe. That is so true. And yet, you know, every once in a while, somebody will post something on my Facebook coach page about, well, I believe that I'm going to get $5,000 for my photographs or something, and
yeah.
I don't even know how to answer that one.
Your beliefs that what you want has to be based in reality, I think, is the only way you can answer that one.
Yeah, I didn't even answer it. I just thought, okay, I don't even want to get into that. But, you know, basically, yeah, it's so true. I mean, a lot of it has to do with starting out and then your beliefs gradually get more in alignment with the fact that you can do those things. So, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I just have to say that I absolutely love your new album, The Classic Rock Christmas. I've enjoyed all of the other albums, excuse me, but this one's my favorite. I really, really love it.
You know, it took me 2 years to put this together. The longest time it's taken me because I wanted to have a diverse style from things like there's something in the style of Toto on there, there's something in the style of Van Halen, and then in a little bit newer like Train. I really wanted to run the gamut a little bit more, and it's hard to find the right artist and the right holiday song that fit like a glove, you know. This is our fourth album, really, and it's still fitting like a glove. Now, you're going to get me in trouble because nobody else has this album but you. It's not out yet. So
when does it actually come out?
We're going to release it. We play in a week and a half in Monterey, our first show, the 7th, and that's the first time it's out. It's out to reviewers now through our PR person, Gail Parentow, but it'll be another month until the reviews come out.
But I'm also an interviewer, so that's why I have an advance copy.
That's right. I'm still in trouble. People, they want it. They're really, you know, when we don't have a new album, like we do an album every 2 years, but when we don't have the new album, people get a little upset because they come to the shows, they want to buy it. Because it's not just fun, but it's kind of funny at the same time to hear Jingle Bells done like Van Halen, you know. And I think they get a kick out of playing it around the house. If they have a Christmas party or something, it's kind of fun.
Oh, it's totally fun. And I have the first song on the album queued up to play so that people can at least hear that as a sample. It's called Silver Bills, and it's Tom Petty style. I just, you know, Deadly and I listened to the album over and over again as we were driving around in the car, and it's just so much fun hearing the different songs in the styles of the different people. And you've got styles of Tom Petty, the Eagles, Fun, Toto, the Tubes, Dire Straits, Van Halen, Train, John Lennon, Kansas. I mean, all of those different styles. And the one that amazed us the most, I think, though, was Here Comes Santa Claus in the tube style.
The tube style, yeah. And, of course, our keyboard player, Dave Med, plays the tube. So, now, they haven't even heard the final version of that. Really, you have the first copy that's gone out. And, in fact, I believe you're going to play Silver Bells a little bit later. No one's heard it yet. That'll be the first time anybody's heard it. And we're doing five songs off the new album in our show. And I think Silver Bells is actually going to be the new favorite because it fits like a glove.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same old Christmas song you sang when you were 4 years old. You can come to our shows, and we're the only band, if you've never seen us, you can sing every one of our songs because they're just like the original Christmas song.
Oh, I know. It's so much fun. I love going to the shows. I love the CDs, but the shows are absolutely just the most fun part. And we just got our tickets for this year for Pleasanton. We're going to go to the 2 p.m. show. We're going to try the matinee this time. And I'm really looking forward to it. The evening show in Pleasanton is almost all sold out.
And we love going to Pleasanton, too. The theater there, the Firehouse, is just the greatest place. It's not very big. It's a very intimate setting. We still bring all our lights, all our effects, the whole, we just blow it out there. But this is the first time for a matinee. We're really looking forward to that because we're hoping there's more people bring their kids with the afternoon show, 2 o'clock show, you know.
Yeah, I think it'll be really great because, you know, I've been to the show every year for how many years now? I don't know, quite a few, and I always look forward to
it. I believe you saw the first show, even the test show we did in Monterey. You saw it online or something, right? You even saw that one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's the very first time I saw it was online where they live streamed it from Monterey. And seeing it that way was really cool, and it got us curious to see it live. But, oh, my gosh, the feeling of being there, Robert, is just it's so much fun. Like, right from the very start all the way through the whole shows, it's just total fun. And like you said, you can sing along because we know the words to the songs. So.
And of course,
I absolutely love that.
We do it for
and,
food banks.
One of the things I wanted to say, though, is that it is definitely kid-friendly. I mean, little tiny kids could go to this. This is, you know, any parents that love classic rock and love holiday songs can definitely bring their kids to it. And so I'm hoping that some of my friends will join us in going over there and bring their kids with them as well.
I had a funny thing. Last year, a 9-year-old boy came up to me at one of the shows, and he goes, I distinctly noticed missing is Ozzy Osbourne. It's the style of Ozzy Osbourne. I thought, oh, okay. He was 9 years old, and he's talking about a 70s, 80s kind of band, you know. The young kids like classic rock, too. They like the Beatles. They like Led Zeppelin. They all these things. They're being raised in that by their parents, but also they seem to just like the songs.
Oh, I know. Xander, as he was growing up, definitely liked all the classic rock songs as well as the new ones. You know, it's so cool because, like you, he's like that he likes all kinds of different music as long as it's done well. And there's just, you know, it makes life so much more fun when you have a variety in your life.
Yeah, and like I started to say, you know this, that we do this for the food banks. We do this for charity. And I think part of the reasons that the shows are so successful is people bring cans of foods, or like the Heritage Theater show, we're doing a sock drive because we found out that homeless people, they get coats and blankets, but socks aren't donated. And the first thing is their feet get cold. They freeze, you know.
Mm.
And we think, that's a cool thing to do. How many people have 10 pairs of socks in their drawers they could just bring, you know, and donate? But because that happens on the way in, then you're sitting down. You already felt like you've done something. December people, it's just the entertainment. They're the icing on the cake. We have fun with it. But it's awareness to the homeless and hungry problem that we're trying to spread. And we believe that if each little city or town, whatever you call yourself, will take care of their own needy people, they're homeless and they're hungry, like the bottom 10%, that we wouldn't have that across the United States. And, you know, that's our message wherever we go. Of course, we can't do it in every little city. But I think that we could really stamp that out if everybody would take care of their own, so to speak.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, we go all across the country, Kansas, going to Michigan, with that message, and we're trying to spread that into, of course, other states. and we only have November and December to do it. So we might be able to hit 40 venues, 50 venues if we really want to push it hard. And that doesn't take care of everywhere in the United States. But
true, and it can at least, you know, through the radio show today, it can inspire people to do it whether they go to your shows or not as well.
That's
you
right.
know?
Yeah.
So before we go too much farther, though, I'd like to play Silver Bills and then talk about that a little bit, okay?
For the first time anywhere, here it comes.
Okay, Silver Bills.
Sidewalks dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And in every street corner you'll see. Come on. Shoppers rush home with the treasure. You hear the snow crunch, see the kids rush. There's a Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, you're here. Come on.
And that was Silver Bills from A Classic Rock Christmas, your new album.
Mm-hmm. There it is. First time.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool. And some of the other songs on the album are O Come Emmanuel, Sleigh Ride, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Fun Style. Oh, Come All Ye Faithful, Toto Style, Here Comes Santa Claus, The Tubes, Good King Wenceslas, Dire Straits, That Time of Year, an original by you that I happen to love a lot. I love that song.
That's cool.
Jingle Bells, Van Halen Style. And, you know, Robert, I just think this is just so much fun. And, you know, we haven't talked yet about who the other people in the band are, and I'd like you to tell our audience a little bit about that, who they'll be seeing if they come to see the live performance this year.
Yeah, in fact, I'm very fortunate to have these guys join the band and create this band with me because they play in really well-known bands. Our drummer, David Lauser, is with the Sammy Hagar Band. He's been with Sammy since, oh my God, he was like 16, 17 years old. They started their first band together or something. So he's toured the world with Sammy Hagar. And Gary Peel, our guitar player, plays with the band Boston. And he's toured the world with Boston. I mean, a huge band. Dave Met, I mentioned, was with the Tubes. Actually, Dave's out on tour right now, I think, on the East Coast. He's getting back Sunday. We start rehearsals next week to start off our November-December season.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Foster is a solo artist, has three albums. I just finished a new album for Jack. He and I worked together in my studio here. And he has a brand new album out that is really great. It's more of a jazzy album for him. He's doing sort of progressive and straight rock stuff before. They've got this jazzy version of a lot of songs, and he's doing, I think he'll be playing in the Bay Area with it next year.
Oh, good.
I think that's everybody. There's five of us. I play with Greg Kinn now. I originally was with Keith Emerson and Carl Palmer, kind of started my career.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is the rest of the year, we're very lucky as musicians. We get to do what we love to do. And we decided, you know, when I put this concept together, when I called these guys, that we want to try to give back November, December for how lucky we are. Let's see if we could spread that around a little bit. But after we started doing it, it just snowballed. I mean, the audiences are great. The venues, they treat us so well because they like what we're doing. It's their fun holiday Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
And it just couldn't be a better band. And our lighting, we have Kevin Boone at 3B Productions that brings out enough lights to light the Oakland Coliseum. I mean, we really are overboard in lighting and effects. It's really something.
The lighting is fantastic. I just love the lighting, the way you guys do the lights. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I think people will always have fun. They'll get the joke, I like to say. The special ingredient for us is taking those pieces of the hit songs, like just Tom Petty. You know, it had a little bit of, at the end there, there's a couple things. I can't remember the name of the songs, of his songs. I know Silver Bells are. Anyway, if you know the history of rock and roll, kind of you know these songs, you go, oh, that was sort of like American Girl, Tom Petty. And it's a little bit like, oh, and this part of Tom Petty. And it's cool because it's a little, you get the joke, you sort of go down memory lane, but you don't know how we're going to insert it into the songs. You know, you don't know with Dire Straits what we're doing. We're doing the song Good King Wenceslas, and it's so funny that it fits so well into that Dire Straits stuff. And
it's just total creative genius is what it is. It always blows us away because, you know, it just the way you weave it in and yet make the songs sound like the songs that they are, the Christmas songs that they are, is just so amazing and so much fun. You know, before we ran out of time, too, I wanted to mention that you have several shows coming up. You've got the one in Monterey on November 7th and 8th, and you've got one in Topeka, Kansas on the 21st of November. You've got the one at the Heritage Theater in Campbell on December 10th. Firehouse Arts Center in Pleasanton, December 12th. There's the two shows, the one we're going to and the nighttime one. And then you've also got three shows in Michigan this year on December 18th, 19th, and 21st in Saginaw. I'm not sure how to say it, Port Huron, Huron, Grand Rapids, and then you also have one on Christmas Day up in Oroville. Yeah, Feather River Casino on Christmas Day.
It's amazing. They called us and said, we really want to have you guys Christmas night. I went, well, Christmas night, wait a minute, we are a Christmas band. So we probably should expect it, at least when it falls on a weekend, right? I'm thinking, well, you know, Christmas family things are over maybe 6 o'clock, even 7 o'clock, and what do? You go out to a movie or you sit around talking. So maybe people want to come out to a show. If they want to book it and they think they can get people out, let's give it a try. Why not?
Oh, I know. You know, I really wanted to go to it, especially since it's my birthday. I thought, oh, my God, that would be such a fun thing to do on the night of my birthday. But it's a little far away from where we are, so unless we spent the whole weekend up there having Christmas up there, we wouldn't be able to do it. So now you have to do a Christmas show on my birthday down here sometime.
At least San Francisco or something, a little bit closer, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my. So the time
is going
by. I wanted
to tell you about our show in Topeka, Kansas. I just got back from there. David Lauser and I did a PR tour where we went through, we work with the United Way, and we went to preschool there where our efforts and the United Way's efforts on behalf of this classic rock Christmas concert we do are helping not only to feed the kids like a lunch and a breakfast, but they send these kids home on the weekend with a little pack so they can eat on the weekends because they're underprivileged kids. Then they're finding that they don't do well on Mondays because they haven't eaten all week or all weekend. So all these efforts United Way is doing there are incredible. And, of course, we went to the big food bank there, the food pantry, which was huge, and we helped them pack food, do all kinds of things. And then, to our surprise, we went to the city council because we have this big show there and we want them all involved. And the mayor proclaimed November 21st, which is our concert day, December People Day in the city of Topeka, which is the capital of Kansas, which was such an honor. They said, we want to do this for you because you come all the way. You're not from our town. You come to our town to help make awareness for this problem we have. And they gave us a proclamation of December People Day for November 21st. I was just blown away. I go, whoa, that feels like you're making a difference then, which is really...
Oh, my gosh, you're making me cry, you know, just tears of joy, and I'm so proud of you guys for doing this. And it's just, it really is amazing how when you do what you love and you live your music, how you can make a huge difference in the lives of everyone that you touch. And oh my goodness, I gotta pull myself together here a little bit. And I need to remember to mention that next week on November 4th, my guest will be Chuck Ballinger, and we're going to be talking about his paintings, playing the drums. He loves to play the drums, and how he's currently also living his music as the president of our Toastmasters Club and encouraging us all at our Toastmasters meetings. He's so much fun. You would love him, Robert. He's just such a great and encouraging person. And I also want people to remember to think about how they'd answer these questions. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing, willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And Robert, you know, it's just, you have been such an encouraging person in my life and in Dudley's life and in our son Xander's life, and I just want to thank you so much for all of the encouragement you've given us and all the wonderful songs that you've created for us at your recording studio, Soundtech Studios. And it's just, you know, I watch all the other people that you have helped live their music dreams and have their dreams come true, and it just blows me away. You just have...
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I just do what I love to do. I've always had this dream since I was very little that, I mean, I always say I can either mow a lawn or do music. I don't have any other talents. That's, you know, that's it. And I love what I do. And I treat everybody as an individual where their music, their song is like their child, you know, and everybody wants their child to succeed and do well for them. And I treat everybody individual, and so I don't really feel like I'm ever helping or doing anything. This is just who I am and what I want to be. So I guess in a way, I'm saying I kind of do it for me because it's the kind of person I want to be. It's the way I want to live my life.
Right.
So I never feel like I'm helping, kind of, you know what I mean? I'm just doing what I really love to do, and I want to do it in a certain way that makes people happy and gives them the support for their songs, if it's songs, or their charity, if it's charity. It's just the kind of person I am. And, you know, I don't know how much time we have, but you, I know in your book that you had a story about my daughter's horse, I believe, in there. And
In The Art of Living a Life You Love.
Yes, and what my idea of what it takes to achieve something, and she did achieve that, but I just want to tell you, and I think you know this from a post I did, that she just bought a horse. She's 24 years old now, and that dream and that, you know, how you achieve your goals and your dreams stuck with her, and she has this beautiful horse, and I went to see him yesterday. I was so excited because that's something that we shared when she's a little girl. You know, how do you achieve your dreams? How do you get things and the persistence and the patience it takes to get it? See, I don't remember now if it's four or five P's. I think it's four P's, isn't it?
Four P's. Purpose,
yeah,
persistence,
see, I don't even remember
patience,
all of them.
And personality. Yeah.
Yep. You have to let people know your personality, and that's kind of what I do. This is my personality. This is who I am, what I love to do, and I just love sharing it. And December people, I believe, is the best thing I've ever done and will do the most good that I could ever do in my life just by bringing the awareness in a fun kind of way at the happiest time of the year, but also the most needy time of the year.
Right. I know it is a happy time of year, and it's just, there's always the reminders that there are people that have less and have troubles and have lost people and are lonely, and just, you know, to reach out in whatever ways we all can and help people have happier holidays is just so important. And
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, whether they celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever, you know, just, it's all meant to be happy holidays. And it's all, what I love the most though about the Christmas things is just the fun. You know, I like, you know me, I love all the colored lights, and I love even the little white twinkly lights. I love all of that. And so, you know, it's just, it's a really nice way to celebrate that time of year.
Yeah, and which is my song on the album, at that time of year. What do you know?
Oh, I know. I know. I really wanted to play that one today, too, but it doesn't show the other bands as well.
Yeah,
so
that's
right.
Why
I didn't.
It's not quite the same because it's original. It's not based on this other thing. But we almost changed it to Holiday People because of being proper, you know, and I just said, you know what? Christmas is sort of a brand around the world. It's to Christians, Christmas has a meaning to it. But I have a lot of Jewish friends and stuff, and they'll do something on Christmas. It's a celebration, you know. So we kept it December people, but sometimes I feel maybe that's not politically correct, but, you know, that's the name of the band. So there, it's like we call them the Beatles.
You know, December people can be all of it. You know, maybe what you can do is do a Hanukkah song for the next album, too.
I got to tell you, I've been struggling with that for 5 years, and there's no happy Hanukkah songs is the problem, except for Adam Sandler's thing, and that's too new. From what I hear, Hanukkah was based on a war or something, and, you know, I've tried to research it with a bunch of friends, even some record company people I know in L.A., and they said, you know, there's just not a happy song. But I'm going to find it. I do have an original one by somebody that's great. I'll find it. I'm trying to. I really want to do that, too.
We're going to lose our live listeners in just a few seconds here.
Okay.
So I just want to say thank you again for all that you do to add happiness, joy, and fun to life for so many people. And I really appreciate you being on the show again today, and I also am super looking forward to the show in Pleasanton.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, and I got to say I'm kind of thrilled and honored that I choked you up a little bit. That must be a first.
No, I don't think it's a first, but you did.
No.
You totally did. I loved it. I love it. Thank you so much, Robert. Thank you for everything.
Well, thanks for having
everyone.
Me. And, talk to you again soon.
Yeah. Bye for now, everybody. Thank you for listening. Bye.